Career Source Escarosa and Skanska USA Civil Southeast hosted the 3-hour information session in areas such as hiring needs, application procedures, and available subcontracting opportunities.
This is what we do. We're a public entity. We help the public find jobs, match employers to job seekers, and vice versa.
Jeff Dyer is Business Services Program Coordinator with Career Source.
Anything to do with bridge construction, from concrete to metal workers to general laborers. It's a great challenge, but it's also one of the best things that we do, which is the fun part, which is connecting the employers to the job seekers.
Designs for the new Pensacola Bay Bridge were made public last July. The Skanska depiction of the 3.7-mile span, costing about $400 million, contains features which were required for all proposals.
It'll be a 6-lane facility. Plans call for a 10-foot multi-use path to bike and jog along there as well. There'll be wider shoulders, so if there is an incident where maybe somebody's car breaks down, they'll be able to pull over to the shoulder. You won't have those traffic delays.
Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation adds that the new bridge will not follow in the current bridge's footprint.
Construction will start eastbound or going south. That structure will be built first to the west of where the current bridge is. Once that structure is built, we will transition traffic to that bridge, demolish the current 3-mile bridge, and then build the northbound or westbound structure in its place and its footprint.
We have had, depending on the size of the project and the geography, it's important in the community and with stakeholders to connect, and this is a great way for us to do that.
John Krovic is Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Skanska USA. He says they provided session attendees an overview of the positions that would need to be filled, adding that the main message is the project is in the early stages.
This is still sort of ramp-up time for us. We're mobilizing the project, setting it up. So as time rolls along, we're really sending the message to stay in touch, follow the project, watch for more information through different sources.
Along with individuals who are interested in landing a job, the session also provided data for contractors seeking participation. Krovic says the message was the same for both groups.
I hope people learned something about the project that was useful, whether they're a subcontractor or they're interested in employment. Each group are very important in the success of the project.
One added advantage is Skanska's history of work in Northwest Florida and the Pensacola area, involving a number of major high-profile projects.
Escambia Bay Bridge was this unit's project back in 06-07 timeframe. We just recently completed US 331 over between here and Panama City. So the workforce and even the contractor community has familiarity with the bridge-type work that we do.
Thursday's information session, says Career Source Escarosa's Jeff Dyer, is the start of getting an idea of the project's job needs and the availability of a qualified workforce.
For this project, what we're doing is we're going to put it to our Career Source Escarosa website. So what we've told the participants here today is to look to our website. We are going to be hosting other events in the near future. We just have to figure out what those dates are going to be.
That website is careersourceescarosa.com/Skanska. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.